Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Bills lost last night
on
Thursday Night Football. They lost to the Houston Texans.
The Davis Mills led, the 16 of 30.
Yeah.
Davis Mills led Houston Texans.
Yeah, look, I hate to say this because Mills did not look great.
No.
But their offense is the same, whether it's CJ Stroud or Davis Mills. It really kind of is, man. Like, their offensive line sucks.
It's bad.
But they ran the ball really well. The Bills, I don't know what to make of the Bills.
Gave them some short fields. And
what is going on with the Bills?
Well, and, you know, the Bills only, their offense only scored, 12 points because you had the non-offensive touchdown.
Yeah, Josh Allen was running for his life.
Well, so he threw the ball 34 times, 5 carries. So I'm not certain if every one of those was a scramble. I think there was a QB sneak in there, so maybe one other design run. So let's just put a rough estimate at about 36 pass attempts or 36 dropbacks. Because remember, he threw the ball 34 times, but if you drop back to pass and then you're forced to run, obviously that counts as a carry. He carried it 5 times. So we're in that 36, maybe 37 dropbacks. He was pressured on 28.
Wow.
28, which, by the way, in case you were wondering,
that's unbelievable.
Would you care to guess what is the most pressures?
Right there.
Right there.
There's
no one has given up 28 pressures.
Yeah, no way.
He was sacked 8 times, right? He was hit 12. He was pressured 28 on roughly 36 dropbacks.
Their O-line isn't that bad, is it?
No, actually, it's really good. So, again, take everything for what it's worth. So whether you're looking at Pro Football Focus or you're looking at some of the different ones, most people have the Buffalo Bills from a pass protection unit. Now, also, remember, they run a lot of 12, 13 personnel. So they run a lot of more max protection stuff. But they are a top 3 pass blocking unit in the NFL. This is a good O-line. And they were absolutely shredded. And arguably their best offensive lineman, who leads the league, we're talking about Dawkins here, their left tackle, he has now, I think, 8 false start penalties. And one of them came on that 4th-and-1, and it goes from 4th-and-1 at the end of the game to now 4th-and-6. That turns it into an obvious passing situation. Lo and behold, they put a pressure. Allen has to throw off his back foot. Game. So it just, it's probably the worst game you will see a good O-line play. Like, when you watch the Raiders play, you watch some of the teams with really bad O-lines, you know, you see this crap all the time. But for a good offensive line to get shredded like that, that's a credit to the Houston defense, which is nasty. It's one of the top 2 or 3 units in the NFL, and some of that is Buffalo's got to figure something out. That's unacceptable.
Yeah. Of course, fans are calling for Joe Brady's head.
Yeah.
And Brian Daboll is sitting out there.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, Brian Daboll was the offensive coordinator before Joe Brady.
Yep.
Or at least I think. Or was it
Daboll Dorsey? Daboll was the offensive coordinator before he took the job in New York.
And but I wonder if Ken Dorsey jumped in there in
I think Dorsey was in between, and then Brady was doing his thing down in Carolina, and then he ended up
there. Could you replace an offensive coordinator 11 games into the season with a former head coach of another team who was formerly the OC of that team?
I don't think so. You could promote from within. But bringing in an offensive coordinator and having him try to that's not a realistic
maybe Joe Brady's
situation
getting a college job or something. His eyes off the ball. Well, I mean, something's weird with Buffalo.
It is bad,
and you know, well, they have no receivers.
No,
and they can't stop the run.
No,
like their defense sucks. Like they're not that good. They just have Josh Allen.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and Spencer Brown getting hurt, and you saw him on the sidelines, and once he went out, I mean, it was a revolving door anyways. Some of this is, look, we've talked about this for years. The greatest equalizer in the NFL is a four-man pass rush. And when you had Hunter and Will Anderson playing the way they did, the greatest offense this game has ever seen was Tom Brady and that Randy Moss, Aaron Hernandez, Gronk. I mean, that was the undefeated Patriots, and they ran roughshod over everyone. And they lost a Super Bowl. Why? Because of UC Umanora, Justin Tuck, Michael Strahan, their NASCAR package. They rush four, sometimes three, drop seven or eight into coverage, and they kick the hell out of New England. And last night, you saw the Texans. They didn't have to blitz. They didn't have to get creative. They played coverage. And by the way, I went back and looked at that this morning on the NFL Plus. I was just poking around at it. So it's not like I'm not Dan Orlovsky here kind of going through, but you can break it up and you can just say, hey, like Bills pass plays, there were not people open. There just wasn't.
Well, so, Allen's good. You know there weren't because yes. Allen's too good. If they were open, he would have hit him. Although I will say on that last play,
yeah.
That fourth down play, there was a guy open.
There was.
He just didn't see him.
He just didn't see him because, well, he was...
They could have. That's the thing about the Bills. They almost won that game.
Almost. And that's the thing is if you're trying to look at a positive sign, you won't play a worse game than that. And you had a chance to win it. But also fourth and 27, you know, you pull that out of your ass.
Great play.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
The old hook and ladder?
Hook and ladder. And it worked to a T.
I love the old hook and ladder.
But there wasn't places to go with the ball. If you want to be critical, I thought some of their route concepts were ridiculous. You just didn't have time. I thought it was I do not think that they believed that the Texans were going to be able to do that to them up front. And I thought it took them too long to adjust to it. And for a team that does run a lot, and I know they have some injuries, but a team that does run a lot of 12 and 13 personnel, they did a really poor job of helping their tackles. They just did. And you see this all the time. And it's like, I get it. You think you guys can hold up. They can't. And they just adjusted. So I really thought it was poor adjustments. I thought the Bills got caught off guard. And they have some real issues. And that is, one, they do not stop the run. And when they can't effectively run the ball, and outside of the one big play that Cook had where he broke free, they didn't run the ball very well. This has been a problem for them, is when they can't effectively run the ball, they do not have receivers that can win one-on-one. And by the way, also, they are turning it over now. Josh Allen last year kind of solved the turnover situation. It is not. It is back. It is absolutely back.
When's the last time the AFC was this wide open?
I can't remember.
Because you've had the Chiefs dominate for 7 or 8 years. And before that, you had the Patriots dominate for about 20 years. Before that, I mean, you're going into the 90s. That was like Bills' time, although they never won the Super Bowl.
No, but they won 4 years, or they went 4 years in a row.
I mean,
I can't, this, since we've been doing the show 20 years together, this feels more like, this feels just, it's bizarre because even the teams that are at the top, so New England 9-2, the Colts 8-2, and the Broncos 9-2, none of those teams are great teams. Far from it. They all have massive holes.
So
like,
okay.
Massive deficiencies, and yet those are the best teams.
Here's the fun game. Well, they're the best teams right now.
By record,
But, you know, things change.
Yeah.
Teams get hot. Injuries happen. So in the NFC, it's Philly and LA, 1-1A, okay?
Yeah.
In the AFC, I've got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 6 teams. Mm-hmm. That are between plus 400 and plus 600 to win the AFC.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a giant vat of money, U.S. dollars, sitting in front of you, okay?
Dollar bill, y'all.
And you have to put it all on one of these 6 teams.
Oh, my God.
Are you betting?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Patriots plus 600. This is to win the AFC, to just be in the Super Bowl.
And I get the odds.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Patriots plus 600. Mm-hmm. Ravens plus 550.
Ravens are 550.
Broncos plus 500. Bills plus 500. Chiefs plus 450. Or Colts plus 400.
My God.
Woo! What do you think? And by the way, plus 400 for those that aren't gamblers, plus 400 or 500 or 600 means you would win that amount of money if you bet $100. So if you bet $100 on the Colts to go to win this AFC, you would win 400. If you bet 100 on the Patriots, you would win 600.
I really thought you were going to give me better odds when you started doing that.
Dude, it's wide open.
I thought you were going to give me like a plus 900 on the Ravens.
No.
And I would have been like, there you go.
No, sir. Because they know they're not stupid.
I guess
the Ravens should probably be the favorite, and they're 5-5.
I guess maybe the Broncos, maybe.
Really?
And I don't love that at all.
But they're gonna have home field.
I don't love that at all. But they're gonna have home field, and
you could bet the Steelers. I'll give you the Steelers.
No, dude.
Plus 35.
No.
3,500, dude.
No. Come on, dude. No. You'd have to pay me to take the Steelers.
Come on, bro.
The only thing, I guess my thing with the Broncos is they're going to win that division.
Well, technically we are paying you.
Yeah, it's true.
Giving you money.
I need lots of money. Lots and lots of money. You would have to give me odds so egregious that I'd be like,
all right, whatever. How about this? How about the Chargers?
No.
I can give you them.
No.
Plus 1,600.
Their O-line will go.
What about the Texans?
Again, I don't believe in that. Their offensive line, you will not go far with an offensive line like the Chargers and offensive line like the Texans.
Well, those are your only options then, unless you want Shedeur Sanders-led Cleveland Browns.
Honestly, I don't feel great about this, but I'm going to take Denver because you're going to have home field.
Okay.
You're going to have to go play in their place in bad weather, and Denver is great up front on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
And Bo Nix is good enough. I cannot tell you how much I hate saying the Denver Broncos.
Why, you hate the Broncos?
Aren't
you a former Bronco?
I am. I just...
Your alma mater?
I don't believe in any way in the Broncos, and yet I don't...
I hear you. That's why it's a fun exercise.
I guess my money is
on Baltimore, and that, I don't feel great about it, but at plus 550...
I wanted better odds.
If they get healthy...
Yeah.
Well, they are healthy. I mean, their defense. You know, here's the other thing about
Baltimore. Defense is getting way better.
And Lamar's got an ankle injury right now, but they have to keep him upright or they're screwed. Yeah,
they're going
to
win that division.
They don't have much room for error, but that's just it. If they win the division, they get a home game, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get to host.
Yes.
So when they hit the road, if they win the home game, you're going to Denver or Indy.
Yeah.
And I feel better about that than I do the Chiefs, Bills, and the Patriots, right? And the Colts.
Yeah.
So I just, I The other thing about the Ravens, and, you know, as you know, I have a very good friend who's a big Ravens fan.
Mm-hmm.
Very knowledgeable about the Ravens. He's like, look, the thing you got to remember is, and this has happened each of the last 2 years, they have had major problems and they have fixed them.
Yes.
Some teams don't do that. Baltimore has done that. Last year, remember, their defense was a sieve, and they fixed them.
At the beginning of this year, too.
Exactly, and it's getting... Well, they've had a lot of injuries, and they've made some trades, and they are healthy again. It's going to... They didn't look great against Cleveland.
No.
But they're getting there, and it's about peaking at the right time. So I think... Again, I don't feel great about it, But my money would be on Baltimore.
Well, think about this. So they got blown out by the Texans 44-10, and that was when it was like, oh my God, sky's falling, here it comes. Since then, they gave up 17 to the Rams, 16 to the Bears, 6 against the Dolphins, 19 against the Vikings, and 16 against the Browns. The defense is getting their S together. And if that defense gets it together and Lamar is healthy, I'm telling you, come playoff time with a bunch of other big fat question marks, look out for Lamar Jackson.
Yep. Still have Derrick Henry. Are we have not mentioned the best team on the planet yet.
The best? Are we talking about the Chiefs?
Well, they're not the best team this year, but you know no, what I mean.
Yes.
Like the dynasty?
Yeah.
Are we, don't care about them anymore? We think they're not going to.
This week is freaking enormous.
They're going to beat the Colts.
They need to.
Yeah. If they don't, and they know that.
If they don't beat the Colts, we're in serious, potentially missing playoff territory.
No, I think they hold serve against the Colts. I feel good about that.
Right off the, again, write them off at your own peril.
Exactly. And that's the thing. The Chiefs may be the best bet of those six.
Could
of
be.
Those, was that five or six?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I need to see more. And again, Denver just beat them. So
you need to see some thigh.
I need a little teat. Show me a little something.
Whoa.
I don't need thigh.
Can you say that?
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Sure, a little. I need a little.
You know, the kids.
I need a little meat.
You got to think of the kids.
I need a little sneak peek.
Soup
come on.
Lines up the sports skirt. My God.
Come on, yeah. Kansas City. Give me a little something. Believe me, all I'm going to need, like, if they handle their business against the Colts, and that let's say they beat the Colts like 28-17, guess what?
What?
Ask me this question on Monday, and I'll be right back. I mean, I go, oh, I can't quit you. I can't quit you, Kansas City. I can't quit you.
How many times? Okay, let me look at something here.
But Denver just beat them. So it's Denver.
Yeah, but Denver, like you said, Denver is a tough out.
Yes, but if Bo Nix decides to not play only one quarter of a game, if he could just decide to play half a football game, then I would love my Denver pick, but he chooses to play like 8 minutes of good football, and that scares the living daylights out of me.
So they have played the Colts. Tennessee's grass, right?
Is
that grass?
I don't know if Tennessee's grass or not.
I don't either.
Couldn't tell you.
Why don't I know that?
Because you refuse to watch
Titans? Well, they beat Tennessee at Tennessee 41-20. I was thinking about the Colts on grass. You get them out into colder weather on grass.
Yeah.
I think they're a different animal. Remember, they went to Pittsburgh and turned it over.
No, it's turf, by the way.
It is. Okay. So I want you to understand that the Colts have played on grass exactly two times this year. Mm-hmm. The first time they lost and turned it over six times. And the second time they had to go to overtime with a crappy ass Falcons team.
Yeah.
And that was over in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I think you get them out on the grass. Kansas City must win for the Chiefs. I have no faith in the Colts to win that game.
Unfortunately, I feel like we're getting real close to the Scooby-Doo portion of the NFL season where you start to rip the mask off and you're like, "Old man Jenkins, I knew it all along."
Daniel Jones.
And you're starting to see it with Sam Darnold and you're starting to see it with Daniel Jones.
That's right.
Where they've been fooling you. And it turns out that old man Jenkins has been running the haunted amusement park the entire time. And
I would not be surprised.
It's getting there with Indy.
If this score on Sunday is Chiefs 34, Colts 13.
Well, that'll be the teat I need. I'm going to need that in order to embrace my Kansas City pick.
Wait, you didn't pick Kansas City?
No. In order to
pick them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't, believe me, I'm only flirting with the Broncos. I'm not committed.
You know what?
Yeah.
I am committed to Baltimore.
Are you?
Yeah.
Ooh. Nah, I'm just making out.
I took a flyer on
him. Me and the Broncos have fooled around a little bit. But you know what? It's nothing serious, baby.
And you know what?
We're just kind of playing around.
I told my Ravens buddy, I'm like, dude, after last year, after they blew that game last year in the playoffs, I'm like, bro, I am out on John Harbaugh. That guy sucks. He just chokes.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm never coming back. I'm done. Because I bet on Baltimore all the time. I'm like, dude, Baltimore, it's their year. It's their year. It's their year. And I keep losing my GD money. And I told him, I said, I'm out.
You're back.
And then I text him the other day. I'm like, hey, man, I'm back in.
Sorry.
You guys are 5-5. But look, the odds are too good. I got to. And he's like, you jinxed it, you ass.
You are a giant sports jinx. Yeah, that's true.
All right. There's your hot NFL talk, AFC talk. Week 9, weekly on 12, 13. Week 13? Week 13.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.